This I believe. Dr. Horace M. Callan describes himself as a man who lives his life in philosophy and makes his living by teaching it. He has been on the faculty of New York's New School for Social Research ever since its founding, and is at present dean of its graduate faculty and chairman of the Department of Philosophy and Psychology. This is Dr. Callan's creed.
The beliefs by which I live followed from an inner debate begun when I first read the Book of Job in English. I had known it only in Hebrew. There's a verse in the 13th chapter which, literally translated, will read, "Lo, he will slay me, I shall not survive, nevertheless will I maintain my ways before him." But the King James Version starts this as, "Though he slay me, will I trust in him." I could not, for the life of me, reconcile the contradiction. But in time I realized that the irreconcilable versions were due to the differences between the beliefs and their makers. That the versions could contradict each other precisely because they are not statements of fact, but expressions of attitudes. Ever since, I have held that we all live by faith, live so because we must, not because we wish. Our existence is the workings of personal beliefs, which are the present substance of the goods we hope for, the present evidence of the goods we do not see. Thus each of us lives as an act of faith, as an attitude toward change and chance and necessity. Naturally, there must be more beliefs and more diverse beliefs than there are people. This is why what people believe in matters less than how they believe in it. For how they believe witnesses the quality of their devotion to what? Very many beliefs are but expedients of struggle and adjustment, but the basic ones are the few on which the believer bets his life. You bet your life on somewhat. When you freely work for it, fight for it, and if needs must, die for it. Now, in my 70th year, I am asked, what have I bet my life on? Pondering the answer, I find that above all else, I believe in equal liberty for every person to believe, to change his beliefs, to tell his beliefs, and in reason as the one method by which this equality of all believers is most reliably confirmed and advanced. I believe that democracy is the free orchestration of mankind's equal liberty, that progress is their teamwork, that peace is their reciprocal guarantees. I believe in reason as that which orchestration, progress, and peace consummate, and I believe in this consummation as the common goal for all who learn as I have learned, that whoever claims freedom to choose his own faith must grant his neighbors equal freedom to choose. I believe that such reciprocity renders each person a contributor to collective security for the equal liberty of every person. True, mankind are everywhere more disposed to secure their own freedoms by attacking others. The world, George Santayana observed, is full of conscript minds. Only they are in different armies, and nobody is fighting to be free, but each to make his own conscription universal. Now, to bet one's life on equal liberty for everybody as the goal, and on reason as the going to this goal, is to enlist in a lasting war against all such conscriptions. It is to live by a fighting faith in the freedom which Job bet his life on when he challenged the justice of the Almighty, and the Almighty justified him.
There are the beliefs of Dr. Horace M. Callan of New York. He is a distinguished scholar and author.